the L7 for them can't. They came yesterday, I think they thought there was a rapture already. Because brother rang me and said, ah, brother, the brothers are at church. I said, ah, we just left, we were fixing something in the church. So it's good, brother, to see the brothers. We're just sorry, I forgot about the offering. God forgive, we'll take the offering. Amen. Let's sing them.
Yeah. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to end. They're new every morning. How many times have you thought that you've exhausted God's mercies? And you really think, but this time I really blew it. But this time I messed up. But it says they're new every morning. Great is His faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
So even when you're not faithful, He's so faithful. The Bible says He cannot deny Himself. So we're so glad to gather because of His mercy.
Amen.
And because of His steadfast love. That's why it's not, you're not here because of your merits this morning. You're not here because you have some super something which is different than someone else. It's just the grace of God in you. That is the grace of God in you. So we're so glad to be gathered in His name.
Amen.
Just really want to greet Brother Alex O'Kelly once again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A couple of years since Brother Alex was here, but I always remember the last time that he came, it was a great blessing.
Amen.
And we're expecting the Lord to use our brother once again to minister a blessing to the saints. He hasn't covered his wife this time. May the Lord bless her, bless the saints in Wolverhampton as well. And may our Lord, the Lord just give our brother liberty. We'll say a little bit more tomorrow when everybody's here, but please, brother, have your liberty in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We're not in any hurry. We don't have any pots on the stove. So may the Lord lead and guide you as we hand over to you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe a little microphone. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's clap to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A few minutes. So God bless you richly. Amen. While sorting those things out, I want to greet you in His precious name.
Amen.
And it's so good to enjoy the fellowship of one another. It's a serious time. Amen.
Amen.
I was in there and I was hearing you were singing, and it was such a great blessing. I'm not saying that to patronize you, and I'm saying that because it's the truth. Amen. It was such a great blessing to hear that singing. It's just such an anointing with it. We are living in a time where everybody is singing differently. That's fine. But it's good to sing the song that brings the anointing down. Brother said we have to sing the singing that pleases the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many times people sing the one that pleases the young people or that pleases themselves, but we need to sing the one that pleases the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when the Holy Spirit is pleased, it comes into our worship.
Amen.
So God bless you all richly. Amen. I really want to greet and appreciate Brother Andrew. We still remember when he visited us. We are still waiting for another visitation.
Amen.
So also Brother Maxwell, we appreciate him and his family. The last time we came, we stayed with him. So we appreciate all the ministry, the deacons, every believer. You are the believer.
Amen.
See you this evening before we pray. Tomorrow we'll bring a bigger greeting. Amen. The full house. Before we pray, I was waiting in the hotel lobby. Abraham just put me in a very beautiful hotel. I've been treated like a king. I felt like when Abraham had to, you know, change his hotel and go to a smaller one. I said, "Where's the smaller one?" So thank you very much for that. A big too big for us, but to God be the glory. And so when you came to pick me, I was listening to Abraham on my ears because of all the atmosphere there. And he said something that really blessed me. The scripture talks about the believer. And Abraham was speaking about the believer just this evening. And he said, we think the believer is the one who comes to church regularly and pays his dues and takes an office in the church and so forth. But I said, that is not the believer. That to know the believer, we have to go back to the scripture and find who Jesus says is the believer. And then he defined it back again from the scripture. And he said, the scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
So Prophet said, that's the believer.
Amen.
The ones whose these signs follow are the believer.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you see that.
Amen.
So, because if God promises anything, he makes good on it.
That's right.
God cannot promise what he cannot do. So if you're a believer, then start to ask yourself, am I doing the works of a believer?
Amen. Mm.
If there's something lacking, then want it. Amen. Because it's for you.
Amen.
Don't just be a believer. Oh, I'm a believer. Some of us are believers, but if somebody is sick, oh, we don't have the faith to even pray for a sick person.
Amen.
It should not be. We should do that. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because it's for you. It's not for another generation. It's for you.
Amen.
Amen. So there's many things God expects us to do, and we will do it. Amen. By the grace of God. But we have to be courage. Amen. I remember I was... I believe this message in Nigeria, and I was just a young believer, a new believer, got married, and I was in hospital. My wife was sick, and we were in hospital, and while we were there, a patient died. A patient died just by there. There were doctors, nurses, and everything, and I'm sitting there in the ward, and something told me, but you are a believer.
Amen. Amen.
It was a voice. He said, but you are a believer.
Amen.
And that person is dead. The lady is dead. The doctors were running halter, skelter, everything. And nothing could be done. And I'm sitting there. He says,
Amen.
Why don't you go and pray for that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I sat there with my wife, and I'm thinking, why? I wouldn't move an inch. He came back again. You can change the situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I sat there, he came back the third time. You can change it, you are a believer.
Amen. Amen.
So I then shakily went to the doctor. I said, excuse me, I hope you don't mind, I'm a believer. And something is urging me to come and pray, and the patient is dead. You've done your best, everybody sees you've done your best.
Hallelujah.
Do you mind if I pray for the patient?
Amen.
The doctor walked away. Nurses walked away too, stayed back, got something, tied their hair. I didn't bother to tell them it wasn't necessary. But I had called my wife, she was feeling much better then. We laid hands and prayed for the lady.
Amen.
Amen.
And after praying for her, I just called back out. I wasn't an officer, I wasn't a minister, I was just a believer.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I'm just a believer.
Amen.
And the voice said, but you are a believer.
Amen.
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 So after praying for the lady, no difference. The mouth was hanging open, the eyes was open, there was nothing. But I felt in my heart that God had heard.
Amen.
And I called back and saw. And I told my wife, let's go and take a walk in the garden so as not to have any unbelief. So we walked in the garden. Within 5 minutes, we came back. It was about midnight. Very late, they had called her people. And her people had all come. And she was sitting down.
Amen.
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 Because the voice said that you are a believer.
Amen.
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 Amen. The gospel we believe is not just for gospel, it's for you. It can be put into action.
Amen.
You are the one to take this Bible and make it live.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why we believe the message of the hour. Abraham came and brought God out of history.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All you have to do is believe it enough. You don't need it. I cannot heal. Nobody can heal.
Amen.
I cannot raise the dead. No one can do it. If anybody tells you he can heal anybody, he's lying. Amen.
Right.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yes.
Amen.
All he tells you to do is to pray for the sick. Amen.
Amen.
Lay hands and they shall recover. You don't.
Amen.
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 So great things have happened in that way. I remember
Hallelujah.
It's not been long, and my sister was in Africa, and her son was they poured hot water on him by accident, and he was bad and been in the hospital for 4 days. And the boy was, I didn't hear about it. They were Pentecostals. They didn't tell me. And when I heard about it, I made a phone call to Nigeria from here, and the boy was now, the breath on the phone, I realized he was going. I asked, what's that noise? He says, well, he hasn't slept for 4 days.
Hey!
4 days, no sleep. So I realized his life was going. He said, we are just praying for him to sleep. And something just came over me. I said, let us pray.
Yeah.
5 minutes prayer. By the time I said amen, my sister was crying. The boy has slept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
The prayer was that God will heal him without a scar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And God healed him speedily without a scar. That the doctors in the
hospital said,
they've never seen such a healing.
Amen.
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 God can do those things by you.
Amen.
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 God can do it by you, brother or sister. God can do it. It's your promise.
Amen.
This sign shall follow them that believe. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm happy to be here, and I believe I'm in the right place at the right time. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to come among believers.
Amen.
Amen. If we start sharing testimonies, it will go on and on and on.
Hallelujah. So
we have to preach the gospel. Amen.
God, brother.
And the gospel also comes with testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we know that our gospel is alive.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember visiting Abraham Tabernacle. I went with my whole family, and we were there for about a week, and God did mighty things.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went there, there was an elderly man, American, and he was taking us around and showing us the tabernacle. But something struck me, and I wanted to find out from him. Amen. I said, when Abraham preached the seven church ages, and the angel came and drew it on the wall, were you here? He said, oh yes, I was here. Mm. I said, my. I said, okay, tell me what happened, brother. Amen. Tell me what. He said, what? I said, I want to know from you, you were here. What happened on that service? Oh, he said, it was just a regular service, just an evening service. Nothing special. And Abraham was demonstrating, and he'd drawn, and was drawing, and showing the seven church ages. You know, today we've got slide and so forth. Brother would have really desired to have that. But he drew his own on boards.
Amen.
And he said, Brother had drawn seven circles and was demonstrating the whole thing. And he said, while the prophet was doing that, they were all paying attention. And suddenly he said, the angel is here.
Amen.
And the angel had drawn the same thing at the back.
Hallelujah.
I said to him, can you take me to the part of the church where the angel drew it? So he took me and my family to the back. I said, can you touch the wall? I was a big fanatic. He touched the wall there. I said, praise the Lord. All right, tell me, did the angel draw seven circles? He said, no. I said, but Abraham drew seven. He said, yes, the angel drew one circle.
Amen.
I said, one? Okay, but how does that? He said, it kept changing.
Hey.
After some time, it will change.
Projecting.
After a while, it will change.
Amen.
So I said, how long did each circle stay? He said, about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, 2 times 7. I'm doing mathematics now. 2 times 7, 14 minutes. Okay. So I said, how was it? How? He said, what? I said, how was it? You were here. What was happening? Were people falling on the ground? Were people fainting? Were people screaming? What was going on? He said, nobody made a noise.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why? You didn't make a noise. He said, nobody made a noise. I said, why? He said, God was here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You were scared to move your tongue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I said, why? He said, you may make the wrong move.
Amen.
Amen.
He told me you may make the wrong move.
Amen.
Everybody was scared stiff.
Amen.
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 So Abraham said, when the presence comes down, it's not so much bubble dancing. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the angel comes, the first thing he always says is fear not.
Amen.
Amen.
It's an awesome presence. Amen.
Amen.
So we pray that the Lord will visit us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look for him the way they saw him. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look for him the way he's used to coming. Amen.
Amen.
But let it be that he comes and meets our need.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you richly. I'm here again. I'm not burdened to bring something different. Amen. I'm not burdened to bring something maybe your pastor has never preached. I'm not burdened to do something that is spectacular. I'm not burdened about that. I'm here because I believe we believe the same message.
Amen.
I'm here because I know you believe this message. Amen.
Amen.
I believe this message is the greatest thing that has struck this earth.
Amen.
Since Christ came. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abraham made a comment once. He said that Christ has had more success in his ministry than in the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then he said, understand me. He made it clear. He said, Jesus Christ. He didn't say, I have more success than him. He said, Jesus Christ has had more success in my ministry than his own.
Amen.
Is that not scriptural?
Amen.
Greater signs than this shall you do.
Yes, sir.
Is that not scriptural?
Amen.
I believe it's John 14:12 or somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus stayed in Judea, but now through the ministry, he went around the world many times.
Mm. Mm.
Jesus preached for 3.5 years, but through Brother Abraham, he preached longer. Amen.
Amen.
So he was able to do more. And it was a time and a season to do more.
Amen.
And we need to understand the ministry that we have got in these last days.
Amen.
When we understand it, then we won't be burdened to be looking for another great light.
Mm.
Amen. So I'm here, I'm not looking for another great light. I'm not trying to come and project myself or make you see something you've not seen before. No. But if I can just shine more light on that message.
Amen.
If I can just make us see what God has done in these last days.
Amen.
I would have achieved my purpose for coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason for this is Brother Abraham, he preached a message. This message mainly was for ministers. I believe taking sides with Jesus. I believe
Hallelujah.
Was, for ministers. Amen.
Mm.
He called ministers together and gave them his burden. But in speaking to them, he made some comments. And one of the comments, he says, he was speaking, he says, yeah, you know, was to be truth. Every one of you know that, see, how he told me it will blast across the world, which is the message. And he's done it exactly, just exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Every nation under heaven has heard it. Everywhere, newspapers, tape recordings, everywhere. I don't know how it's ever done, but throughout all the world, letters coming in. People coming from way down in Thailand, the Hottentots back there. How those missionaries has crowded back there with those tapes. And giving the interpretation of the word. Amen. In other words, the job of the missionaries is to give the interpretation of the word. Our job is to say what the prophet said.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham was speaking. Amen. In Simaima Church Age, he made this comment. He said, in every age, we have exactly the same pattern. That is why light comes through some God-given messenger in a certain area. And then from that messenger spreads the light through the ministry of others who have been faithfully taught.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So first of all, there's a messenger, whether it's Paul or Martin or Wesley or whoever the messenger for that age is. Then the rest of the ministry comes behind the messenger. And their job is to take the light of that same message and spread it across. Their job is not to get another message.
No.
Amen. But to spread the light of that message.
Amen.
Now, Abraham goes ahead and says, but of course, all those who go out don't always learn how necessary it is to speak only what the messenger has spoken.
Amen.
Amen. They add here and they take away there, and soon the message is no longer pure, and the revival dies down.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, how careful we must be to hear one voice.
Mm-hmm.
For the Spirit has but one voice, which is the voice of God.
Amen.
Paul warned them to say what he, Paul, had said, as Peter did likewise. He warned them that even he, Paul, could not change one word that had been given by revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how important it is to hear the voice of God by way of his messengers, and say what has been given them to say to the churches.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, in each age, the message is addressed to the messenger.
Amen.
Amen. The message of this age is not addressed to the church, but to the messenger, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans writes.
Mm.
Oh, thank you. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans writes.
Yeah.
So the message is addressed to the angel.
Amen.
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 Then at the end he says, let he who has ear go to the angel. Amen.
Amen.
And get what he has already said.
Amen.
And the ministry is supposed to go to Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
and get what God wants us to know today. So I'm not burdened here, amen, to get something or to make myself something popular, amen.
Amen.
I hope you understand me.
Amen.
But Abraham came and God gave him a gift. We'll soon pray and read the scripture, amen. God gave him a gift. And he had a gift of discernment. The angel told him, your ministry will be three pools. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
But all this was to catch the attention of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ had said in Luke 17:28-30, likewise as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. Even so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. And Abraham came and fulfilled that gospel.
Amen.
And he showed us that his ministry was to fulfill this gospel by going back to fulfill Genesis 18. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When three people came to Abraham, mm-hmm. and two of them went to Lot,
mm-hmm.
but one stayed with Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and he turned his back and descended Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham was fulfilling that scripture. To fulfill that scripture, he was armed with the gifts that will catch our attention to that.
Amen.
And one of that gift was discernment of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things was to catch our attention back to the word.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you're following that.
Amen.
So that we know, we understand. If I come here with a gift, let that gift enhance the message of the hour.
Amen.
If it goes away from the message, there's something wrong.
Amen.
It does not matter how good that gift is. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we want to preach where we're going today. Christ our Boaz. Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to look at that carefully. Amen.
Amen.
Christ our Boaz.
Hallelujah.
If Christ is our Boaz, then we must be Ruth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If Christ is our Boaz, you see, I said our Boaz, our. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this our? You and me. Amen.
Amen.
That means we have to be Ruth for that equation to work. Amen. So God bless you. Let's rise to our feet.
Amen.
Take our scriptures. Again, greet you all. Precious wife, she says to greet you.
Amen.
So precious to me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Last year was our 25 years of happy marriage.
Amen.
Amen. So she's says to greet you. The saints also came over hand and send their greetings. Amen. So
amen.
Chapter 3. So Ruth is just before the book of Samuel. And then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?
Amen.
And now is not Boaz our kindred, whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor.
Mm.
Wash thyself therefore,
amen,
and anoint thee, and put on thy raiment upon thee,
mm,
and get thee down to the floor.
Amen.
But make not thyself known unto the man, until he have done eating and drinking. It shall be when he lieth down, thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie down.
Mm.
And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all thou sayest unto me, I will do.
Amen.
Abraham said there was a risk there. Amen.
Amen.
He said it was a disgrace for her. Amen. But she said, I will do it. Amen. Remember, we are talking about you.
Mm.
You are Ruth. You are Ruth. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And she went down onto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, uncovered his feet, and lay her head down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, turned himself, and behold, the woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning.
insomuch as thou followest not young men, neither poor nor rich. Amen. You are Ruth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you are not interested in young men, poor or rich. We'll find what that means. Amen. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requires. For all the city of my people know that thou art a virtuous woman.
Amen.
And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. How be it there is a kinsman nearer than I?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we also want to identify that. Amen.
Amen.
Tarry this night. It shall be that in the morning that when that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. She lay down at his feet until morning. She rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came in unto the floor. And he said, bring the veil which thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, laid it on her. She went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? She told her all the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not rest until he have finished the
business.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this precious evening that we have here. Lord, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Perhaps
Amen.
This is not the day for gathering of service here. Maybe it's Friday, maybe it's another day. But Lord, we have still gathered here.
Amen.
Lord, by the unction and call of the pastor. Lord, may our gathering not be in vain.
Yes, Lord.
Father, draw us nearer to you.
Amen.
Draw us nearer to our goal, Father.
Amen.
Lord, for thou art our near kinsman.
Mm.
Lord, you have proved it time and again, Lord.
Mm.
Father, we want to see who we are by the scripture. For we know that once we know who we are, it changes the situation.
Amen.
The prophets say one day the bride will know who she is.
Amen.
And when she does, the rapture will happen.
Amen.
Lord, we know we are knowing it in a limited way. But Lord, we want to know as we are known. We want to come face to face. Lord, to have perfect faith.
Amen.
To have that rapturing faith.
Amen.
That faith that is able to transform us.
Yes.
Lord, and make us know exactly who you have made us.
Amen.
Lord, not what the pastor has made us, good as he might want to make us this or that, but what you have made us.
Amen.
Father, for that changes the whole picture.
Yes.
Because what saith my Lord to me?
Yes.
Father, we pray that you bless us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Quicken your word to us, Father. Bless each one in divine presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we've come from work. Some of us are tired. We should be, Lord. But Lord, let the weak say, I'm strong tonight.
Amen.
Lord, give us energy, Father. Give us virtue, Lord. Give us power for service, oh God. Anoint us, oh God. Lead us a higher grade than that which we have found. Lord, anoint us, oh God. Father, we realize the time is short. The hour is late, oh God. Father, in this late hour, Father, please weaken us by thy word and thy spirit.
Amen.
Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit, oh God. Meet every need in the camp, Father.
Yes.
Lord, those who are sick and have need of healing, may you bring forth healing, Lord.
Yes.
For your prophet told us healing is in the atonement.
Amen.
He said, when I'm gone, healing is not gone.
Amen.
Healing is still here. You prove it time and again, Father.
Amen.
Lord, you know every need in the camp, Father. Lord, please meet every need, Father.
Amen.
Meet the need as you met that need of a root, Father.
Amen.
For the man did not rest until he met her need.
Amen.
She had a great need. She was a stranger in a strange land. But she needed a kinsman to cover her.
Amen.
And Lord, she was covered, Father.
Amen.
Lord, visit us tonight, oh God. May we recognize who we are, Father. We pray in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's clap to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So still getting there. So, okay, thank you. I just want to know if these things are working, and it's working so perfectly. Amen.
Amen.
I have to get a coach. Somebody coach me how you do this. Amen. So we export it. Amen. It's just working beautifully. Amen. So praise the Lord. That's Bro Lee over there.
Eli.
Okay, God bless you, Bro Eli. Amen.
Amen.
He's my co-pilot there. Amen. So when you're on a plane, you need to be a pilot. Amen. So God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. So it's good to be here. Now, redemption is a great thing.
Amen.
Amen. Redemption is the key theme of the Bible.
Amen.
It's redemption. When we understand where we are right now in the gospel, it's all about redemption.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture says, when you see these things happening, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Once you are fully redeemed, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the story of redemption, that is what the whole earth is looking at. Amen.
Amen.
And Abraham said, in redemption, he can only redeem those who were there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
When Job was going through his testings and trials, if you have problems, read the book of Job. Amen.
Amen.
If you have trials, go back to Job.
Amen.
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 If you have problems, go back to Job.
Amen.
Because there is no problem you have he did not have.
Amen.
Whether he was sick, the Bible says boils came on him from the top of his head to the bottom of his, under his soul.
Amen.
Amen. Big boils.
Mm.
He couldn't scratch with his fingers. He needed a knife to scratch it.
Mm.
Amen. And each one he scratched, he will bring out pulse.
Mm.
And this pulse was all over him. His friends came to console him. We're not talking of his property and everything that was gone overnight. All his children that died overnight.
Mm.
When his friends came to console him, they saw him, they screamed.
Yeah.
The scripture said they could not speak a word for days.
Mm.
Because of how he was.
Amen.
So if you have a problem, read the book of Job. Amen.
Amen.
But this Job struggled and struggled, but when something struck him, he screamed, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
Amen.
That was the turning point. He realized his Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
He said, even if skin warms skin, even if worms eat up my skin, yet in my flesh shall I see.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when he was going through what he was going through, he did not know that God was bragging on him.
Amen.
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 He had no idea. His wife didn't know, nobody knew, amen, that God was bragging on him. Something was going on in heaven. Anytime something is going on earth, something is going on in heaven. Anytime you're going through a situation, something is going on in heaven. Hallelujah. Job had no idea, but you have an idea. No matter what you know, amen, you know more than Job knew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The information, Job is the first gospel ever written. Do you know that?
Amen.
It was written before the book of Genesis.
Amen.
Abraham told us that. Amen.
Amen.
So he had nothing to fall back on. Today we've got the Bible to fall back on. We've got the quotes to fall back on. Amen. You can go on the street. As I was coming today, I have the phone, my from England all the way, I'm listening to the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
When you are listening to the prophet, you are away from here.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how many people are flowing around in the airport, you are just in a different dimension.
Amen.
You are looking at them, you are not even seeing them. Amen. You are hearing Malachi 4, the voice of God speaking
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Try it sometime. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. But Job did not have that. He had nothing to fall back.
Mm.
It was the first book written. Nobody came and said, Job, you know God is bright on you. Nobody told him that.
Amen.
Amen. But the moment he struck that, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
Things start to change.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And before long, God restored to him everything. Amen.
Amen.
So redemption is a very important part.
Amen.
Once we understand redemption, then you know all we are walking through. The prophet said we are going back to the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Amen. God started with Adam and Eve. They fell and God started to restore.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen. Yeah. Finally, he has restored the part of Adam. Adam is totally restored. Do you know that?
Amen.
The second Adam is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. His place is complete. Amen.
Amen.
But God is now working on Eve. Hallelujah. Rebecca said he worked and worked and worked and she fell at Nicaea. Amen. And God started in the masterpiece to work on him again. Amen.
Amen.
There's another one being worked on now and that one will not fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca said he should not fall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This age is to prove to Satan that this bride will not fall.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Falling doesn't mean going into sin. And so that's not falling. Falling is when the enemy hybrids the word.
Yeah.
When the enemy adds something and bring it and you receive it, that's a fall.
Amen.
That's how it fell.
Yeah.
Because the word comes is pure. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is pure now.
Amen.
What program brought is pure.
Amen.
But when people come and put their inject their ideas and so forth, you should know the word enough to say, no, we are not taking that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so in Kinsman Redeemer, program is speaking here. He said the law of redemption is this. That before a man could redeem a lost property, he had to be a nearest kinsman.
Amen.
Amen. And the next thing, he had to be an upright man, a just man to do it. And then he had to be worth enough money to do it. Praise the Lord. And then he had to make a public testimony that he had done it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
We have fallen and somebody wants to redeem us. Amen.
Amen.
We are speaking about the book of fruit, but we'll see that it's about us. Amen.
Amen.
So before he do it, he must qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we want to see who qualifies. Amen. And he says, and from then on, it was, he said, property.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ has redeemed us, if we are really Ruth and we've come through that process, we are now his property.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer up to you. Some people say, I can do what I like. No, you can't do what you like. Amen. If you're bought with a price, amen.
Hallelujah.
If this is mine, I went to the shop and bought it and it's mine, and it can talk, it won't say I'll do what I like. Amen. Because it's mine.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you're catching that.
Amen.
So now look, Boaz, Brother said, represented Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother is speaking in King's Man Redeemer. Okay. Now Ruth represented the church, you, the believer. How many agree?
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. And now God in the Old Testament, the only way he could come and redeem what had been lost, God had to come kinfolks to man. Amen. He had to be a near kinsman.
Amen.
Amen. God had to be kinfolks to man.
Amen.
Amen. God couldn't redeem us as an angel. God couldn't redeem us as God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God had to be a man.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God had to become a man to redeem man.
Amen.
Otherwise, he's redeeming somebody that is not king folks to. Amen. Okay. And the only way God could become king folks to man was to become one of them. Robert said amen.
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 So we are saying Christ is our Boaz. Amen. So we have to look as he doesn't qualify.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Hebrews 4:14. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. But was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin.
Amen.
In other words, any temptation you are going through, young man, Christ has gone through it.
Right, sir.
If that is not true, then that scripture does not qualify. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
In all points, not some points now. All points, anything you're going through, Christ has gone through it.
Amen.
Abraham said, I could see him one day a tree groaning with a headache. He had to, because he had to be a kinsman.
Amen.
Otherwise, if you have a headache and you're groaning, he will not understand you. Amen.
Right.
Oh, this age, the temptation is so much, he has gone through it.
Amen.
Right.
Or he will not understand you.
Amen.
But he had to be kinsman.
Amen.
He had to put himself through it and be a man.
Amen.
Brother said he died on the cross like a man.
Amen.
He said when he was on the boat, tired, he was tired. He wasn't pretending to be sleeping and they come and because he wants a miracle to come to see. No, the prophet said he was tired.
Amen.
He was a man. Amen.
Amen.
He said Christ was 100% man and 100% God.
Amen.
Amen.
They could not understand it. Amen. But he was 100% man and 100% God.
Amen.
So when you look at that, and sometimes you see the man part, oh, but he was a man, he was weeping. Yes, Rebecca said he was a man when he was weeping. Amen. At the grave of Lazarus, he wept like a man.
Amen.
He came there, the people were crying and he cried. But the prophet said, when then God came in, amen, Then he was able to switch, amen.
Amen.
And when he should have said, Lazarus, come forth, that's more than a man.
Amen.
And that is God, amen.
Amen.
So you have to be able to combine it. Why? He needs to be king's man.
Amen.
Amen. But was in no point tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Amen.
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 If you're in church, if I just come in. What can I do? Amen. Which is my part? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not be in church and just be aloof. No. If you're out there, who should I witness to?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody in school, they don't witness. There are many who believe in message today, preaching it because we witnessed to them when we were in university.
Amen.
It's true, amen.
Amen.
We witness, we fast, we pray, we go out preaching the gospel, amen.
Amen.
We look for one, amen. We always scout in the men for
amen.
The Pentecostals who are a bit more keen than the others, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we had a tactics when we were in school. When we are studying. And we get tired. It was a bit of cheating. You know, if you're sleeping and you're studying and the thing is scattering your head, I read chemistry, say, it's a difficult course. You go and do paper. What think you of Christ?
Amen.
Listen to refresh your mind. You people, you Abrahamites. Come on, let's talk about it. You see, you are trying to chase away sleep.
Amen.
But it did work. Amen.
Amen.
They knew who we were. We knew who they were. Amen. Amen. Everybody knows everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So when you are in school, it's a good place.
Amen.
If you are at work, it's a good place.
Amen.
Anywhere you are, it's a good place. Amen.
Amen.
If you are here, oh, today, the place is so terrible. Brother, it takes night to define the light.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You need the light in the night.
Mm.
Brother said the church is the moon. The moon shines in the night.
Amen.
The star shines in the night.
Amen.
The candle is lit and used in the night. So it's a good time for us to be here.
That's right.
I wish I was there in the time of Paul. Great, like, no, God put you here for a reason.
Amen.
God knew why he put you here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He chose you for this time.
Right.
Because he put something in you to survive now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Abraham said, if God called me and chose me and said, okay, this is the span of time of the Gentiles. Choose which day you would like to manifest.
Amen.
He said, I will choose today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is a great day. Amen. It's a great time.
Amen.
Oh, man. It's a time when the fullness of the world is being made manifest.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now we are looking at Christ. Amen. Our kinsman redeemer. Amen. Who being, now Paul is still speaking in Philippians 2:6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God can give revelation. God can give revelation. Do you know the man who is writing all this was the one who was persecuting the church for this?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
The man who is writing this was persecuting the church for such things. That you are claiming that this Jesus, he said, I put them in jail. When they were killed, I gave witness against them. When Stephen was killed, they put his coat at the feet of Saul. The Bible said he was a young man then, about 19 years. He was a very young man. But very, very much on fire for what he thought was right. But when he caught the revelation, look at the things he's writing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Till Peter said some of the things which Paul writes, some are hard to be understood.
Amen.
Amen. Even Peter has to bow. Amen.
Amen.
When Paul went among them in Jerusalem, he said they added nothing to me.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
That's what he said.
Right.
He said, I met them and Peter and Cephas and all of them. They added nothing to me.
Amen.
Peter might say, look, Paul, I walked on water. He said, you didn't add anything to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because of that.
Amen.
Because of
Amen.
The revelation.
Amen.
Okay. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
May you to say that. Amen.
Amen.
But made himself of no reputation. Did you catch that? He made himself of no reputation.
Amen.
Not God made him of no reputation. He made himself.
Right.
In other words, if you want to humble, you have to humble yourself.
Amen.
Don't wait for a trial to humble you. Don't wait for a person to humble you. Humble yourself.
Amen.
He made himself of no reputation.
Amen.
And took upon him the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of men.
Amen.
Why all that? To be a king's man, redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now the scripture goes further. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yes, sir.
It was
Amen.
Because of this that he said that God then lifted him higher.
Amen.
And gave him a name above every other name.
Amen.
That even things in heaven, on earth, under the earth, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen. Amen.
It's good you understand the beauty of the gospel. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is our Boaz. Jesus came to do all this. We'll find that out. Amen. God willing, by tomorrow. Amen. The fullness of redemption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, but there was a nearer kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We need to deal with that.
Amen.
Because he said to Ruth, now it is true that I am thy near kinsman.
Mm-hmm.
How be it there is a kinsman nearer than I?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So to you and I, yes, Christ is our near kinsman. But there's somebody nearer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there were many people contending for Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was her dead husband. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That one was dead. So, no contention there. Then she came to the land, and suddenly there's a nearer kinsman, but she was after Boaz.
Mm. Amen.
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 She was after Boaz. Now, but there were many options. There were many options. Now, she came at the time of harvest. And in the time of harvest, everybody's harvesting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's this farm over there, there's another farm over there, there's another farm over there, there's many farms.
Mm, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Boaz says, stay in this farm.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs said, that means don't leave the message.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many Hallelujah. Options. You might see big options. Like he said, you don't follow after men, rich or poor, young men, you're not interested in them.
Amen.
Amen. You are a virtuous woman.
That's right.
Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. And Israel knows that. Amen.
Amen.
I believe in that time, in harvest time, these young men are busy harvesting. Amen. Amen. As they're harvesting, the poor ones glean. I hope you know what is gleaning.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Gleaning means while the harvest is going on, if anything falls on the ground, you don't pick it. Amen.
Right.
You have to leave it for the poor people to take.
Amen.
And the women are there gleaning. Amen.
Amen.
So the poor people are... If you have business, please don't take everything. Amen. Sometimes drop some. It helps you.
Amen. Amen.
It's true. It helps you. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham said if you go to a restaurant, give them a tip, it won't break the bank. Amen.
Amen.
If they cut your hair, give them £1, £2. It makes you different. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Some people... give them a tip. Amen.
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 What's that? Amen. Many £1 lying around in your house. Give them more. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as they're harvesting and harvesting and harvesting, and then the girls, the gleaners come around, and sometimes the young men who are harvesting drop some on purpose for some girls that they favor.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand that picture.
Amen.
So he sees this girl that he likes. She's coming around, he drops some on purpose. And then after, he might go and corner her somewhere.
Amen.
You see the picture?
Amen.
Now, Ruth was not doing that.
Amen.
So he said, you are virtuous.
Amen.
Because everybody was knowing that at harvest time, these things go on.
Amen.
And the harvesters know these things go on.
Amen.
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 You see, you can tap it back into the message of the hour.
Amen.
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 Amen. Some come to church and they're always looking for who to favor.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true. Amen.
Amen.
I've been to churches. And I'm not talking about that. Some sisters like to be friends with the pastor's wife so they get some favor. Some like to be friends with the deacon so they get some favor. So if they do something wrong, the deacon won't speak about it. Some like to be friends with the pastor. So, brother, if I can give him something, buy him some provision, if anything goes wrong, he will side me. You don't need those things. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be virtuous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be a Christian. Be a believer.
Hallelujah.
It
doesn't matter. Don't look for somebody to drop something and then pick. No, no, don't worry about that.
Amen.
Ruth doesn't do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ruth was Ruth.
Amen.
Amen. She wasn't making eye contact with the reapers. She didn't do that.
Amen.
And all this record was going on her record.
Amen.
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 It was all going on her record. The things you do is going on your record.
Amen.
Everything you do in secret is going on your record.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you understand.
Amen.
Now we are trying to deal with the nearer kinsman. It is true, I am thy near kinsman. How be there is a kinsman nearer than I? Sometimes I'm going to touch on something, amen.
Mm.
Please pardon me, amen. But sometimes the preacher is free to touch on something, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you come to a church, and in this message, you see, we forget we are Ruth. When we are Ruth, we are Gentiles. You may be from Congo. You may be from Zimbabwe. You may be from Ghana, from Nigeria. But we are Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But sometimes when we are in a church, then the Congo people congregate together.
Mm.
It looks like the Congo people are near kinsmen to the Congo people. It looks like the Ghanaians are near kinsmen to the Ghanaians.
Amen.
It looks like the Nigerians are near kinsmen to the Ghanaians. No, we have one near kinsman.
Hallelujah.
And that is Boaz.
Amen.
And we should all be looking to Boaz.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, we're in Wolverhampton and somebody wanted to come and another person was inviting her. She said, is it that Nigerian church? Nigerian church. How? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How is it Nigerian church? Amen. Thank you. Which one is this one? Amen. This one is Dublin Church.
Amen.
It should be Bride Church.
Amen.
We should all be saying the same thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know this message, when you go here, I'm just from Africa. And sometimes you move from here to here 30 minutes. And there's another church here, another one here. And they all believe the message.
Amen.
But they don't agree with each other.
Amen.
And you go another 20 minutes, there's another church over there.
Yeah.
And this doesn't agree with this, this doesn't agree with that one.
Uh-huh.
And then you go over there, there's another one there.
Uh-huh.
And this one doesn't agree with this and that and that. And they all believe in the message.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It is said that if two things
mm-hmm.
are equal to the same thing,
mm-hmm.
if this is equal to that and this is equal to that, then two of them should be equal to each other.
Amen.
So if they're equal to the same thing, then they're equal to each other.
Amen.
So if this one believes the message, that one believes the message, then they should all be equal.
Amen.
Amen. If we are not equal, then something has been added or taken away.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our job, ministry, and fivefold ministry is to keep that message straight.
Amen.
Leave the message the way the prophet brought it.
Hallelujah. Right.
If we are just leaving the message the way, we'll be saying the same thing.
Amen.
If we have any problem, we go back to the message of the hour.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to make sure I'm on the right place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, that's how I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
I just want the message. Amen. I don't want what A added to it or what B took away from it. I don't want a big man somewhere who loves this message so much that, you know, without him, we can't understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was in Africa and I was in a church and a brother was preaching and he said, without a certain brother in a certain part of the world, we cannot understand the message.
Hey.
After the service, I went to see him. I said, bro, that's off the word.
Amen.
God made sure. God is, God knows what he's doing.
That's right.
You know, there are seven church ages.
Yeah.
The first church age is the age of Paul. And that was, it wasn't a very intellectual age like this age. The age of Paul. The disciples of Jesus Christ were fishermen, Peter, James, John. They were not smart people.
Amen.
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 But when God was to choose a Gentile messenger, he chose a smart man.
Yeah.
Paul was a lawyer.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing.
That's right.
He replaced Judas, but he also was a Gentile. Do you know that? He was a Jew, but he was also a Roman.
Yeah.
He was a Roman citizen. He was a bridge, amen.
Yeah,
but he was a lawyer. And then God comes to this age of intellect, this age of mobile phones and DDD and DLD. He chooses somebody who is not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Not even read his ABC.
Hallelujah.
He had to get his wife to read the Bible for him.
Yeah.
He could not even read the scripture when he started. Hope will read the Bible and ask the people, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Do you believe it? He couldn't read the Bible. Amen. Only read the next one. She will read, do you believe it?
Amen.
That's how he started. Amen.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then in that age, he comes, he preaches simple messages, paradox, influence. Just simple message. There is no message you play you cannot understand without a help.
Amen.
Amen.
God knows why. God has already answered that question.
That's right.
Before it became a question, God has answered it.
Amen.
So I told the brother, you're wrong. Amen. We don't need anybody to digest this message.
Amen.
I'm not saying that there's no need for a faithful ministry. There is, but that faithful ministry is emphasizing the message.
Right.
That's why in the age of Paul, Rabban said they knew that message as Paul brought it. And when some people came and started to preach something off of the word, the people told them, you are not saying what Paul said.
Amen.
Therefore, you're liars. Hallelujah. Who told them? The congregation. Amen. The congregation knew that message. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
So this near kinsman, nearer kinsman, don't let it be a kinsman from my place. That's not what he is.
Amen.
It could be. Amen.
Amen.
It could be, but if it is, you need adjusting. Yeah. If you're in church and you're thinking of my people, and my people happens to be your place, you need to adjust.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Because Hebrews 11 said if they were mindful of that place from whence they came, they would have had opportunity to call back.
Amen.
But they were looking for another place.
Amen.
They were looking for a city that had foundations.
Amen.
Amen. So who is this nearer kinsman? Now it's Abraham who will tell us who it is. So let's follow him. Amen.
Amen.
So you, okay. All right, I got two of these. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's look at it. Now, Ruth said unto the kinsman. Now, this was unto the kinsman. He said, Naomi is come again. This is how he was dealt with. Out of the country of Moab. And selleth a parcel of land which our brother, was our brother Elimelech.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. Mm-hmm. Is Boaz dealing with the nearer kinsman?
Mm-hmm.
If thou will redeem it, redeem it. But if thou will not redeem it, tell me that I may know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. For there is none to redeem it beside thee and I. And I'm after thee. Okay. And he said, I will redeem it.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm. Amen.
Now, this man was interested in the land. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he's dealing with this nearer kinsman.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I will redeem it. So there's a problem there. And then he said, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm.
The wife of the dead, to raise up name of the dead upon his inheritance.
Mm.
And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself.
Mm.
I've changed my mind.
Hey.
Mm. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this near kinsman was interested in the land.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not interested in Ruth.
Yeah.
Boaz was interested in Ruth. He was not really interested in the land.
Mm.
But he was interested in Ruth.
Amen.
But it was a card he played to get Ruth.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this nearer kinsman is interested in the land.
Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's a land. The land is the earth. Amen.
Mm.
And somebody wants the earth. Amen. But there's somebody else who wants the bride.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's somebody who wants the land. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And he said, let my own inheritance I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's move just a bit faster. Amen. Okay, let's just go a bit faster. Now, in Kinsman Redeemer, Proverbs says, Boaz represented Christ, the rich man, the heir of all things, the Lord of harvest, oh man. How Boaz came riding out there in the carriage, looking over the fields, and his eyes fell on Ruth. Praise the Lord. He was master, he was Lord of the harvest, and she found grace in his sight. That's what the church does today. While the Lord of the harvest is going by, amen. He isn't looking to build buildings, big staples, well-trained choirs.
Amen.
That's not what the Boaz is looking at.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. He's looking for individuals, men and women who are dedicated and made clean cut for Christ.
Amen.
You need to make a clean cut decision.
Amen.
That was what characterized Ruth. She knew how to make a decision.
Amen.
At the beginning of the redemption, there was Ruth. There was Orpah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two of them cried. But Orpah clave to the mother-in-law for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said go, gave them option of going, she took that option.
Mm-hmm.
She went back to her people.
Mm-hmm.
But Ruth said, I will go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you lodge, I will lodge.
Amen.
Where you die, I will die.
Amen.
Where you bury, I will be buried.
Amen.
Your people will be my people.
Amen.
Your God will be my God.
Amen.
It was risky. Amen. She was following and leaving the land of Moab and going all the way to Israel where she would not be accepted.
Amen.
But she did it.
Amen.
Proverbs said it was a clear-cut decision.
Amen.
If you come to the message, it's a clear-cut decision.
Amen.
Don't think it's going to be easy. Proverbs said it's not going to be easy.
Amen.
Nobody promises you an easy way. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You come to the message, sometimes it's tough. Amen.
Amen.
For Ruth, it was tough. Amen.
Amen.
She became a beggar. She was gleaning. Things were tough.
Mm.
Sometimes people come to the message, things get tough, they get upset. Don't be upset, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, there's a path to be tough, amen.
Amen.
Rabbi said, Ruth had to serve, amen.
Amen.
There's a process you're going through.
Amen.
But in the end, we get Boaz.
Amen.
You don't know what happened to us, amen.
Amen.
Okay, people who have consecrated themselves to his service, amen. God, I believe it, every one of it. When your word says anything, I stay right with it. That's your word. I believe it, every word.
Amen.
Oh, how do you believe it, every word?
Amen.
Okay. That's what he's looking for, the Lord of the harvest. Amen. And that's what he wants, to give the Holy Ghost to those who are hungry and thirsty. Are you hungry and thirsty?
Amen.
Do you want the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Then it's for you. Amen. Okay.
Be
blessed are ye that hunger and thirst, for ye shall be filled. Amen. He's trying to find that church today.
Ooh.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, Ruth was asked to do something that was disgraceful, but she was willing because she made her decision. What a type of the believer. What a perfect type. Naomi, the old church, said, go down tonight. It's barren season. What a beautiful thought we could hang on to right there. Amen. Ruth and Naomi coming in barren season. Barren season was bread season, the season when fresh bread was being served. And the church in these last days is brought right now at barley season. Amen. Okay, she said, mark where he lie down. I'm rushing now. When he lie down, go down, rest. You go lie by his feet. Not his head, his feet. Unworthy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How many believe that? We are not worthy.
Amen.
Never ever come to Christ thinking you are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Let your attitude always be, I'm not worthy.
Amen.
He's the Lord of the harvest.
Amen. Amen.
He's the one who makes you what you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to England, and before we came to England, we were in Africa, and we read many love stories. Amen. Children's books, written by the English. And it always ends, starts with once upon a time. It always ends with, and they married and lived happily ever after. We met them, knew them all, which will meet the handsome prince and all that story. And when we arrived in England, the handsome prince had met the beautiful princess. His name was Princess Charles, and Prince Diana. I said, my, the love story has become real. And I was waiting for it to be, and they married and lived happily ever after. You think this story is now in England. This story is becoming real. And I was here, and the whole thing was chaos. And it was here, there, all over the place. And after a while, it's divorced. I said, where is it ending? Married and lived happily ever after. Where is it? Amen. One of my sisters called me from America. Oh, look at what is happening. Look, the Prince Charles is not fair. And this. So, what are you talking? I don't know about those things. I said, but, if I'm to talk about it, who was she before the prince put the ring on her hand? Who knew who she was? She was a kindergarten teacher. Nobody knew her. Everybody knew the prince. Who made her what she is? Is a prince.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
If she stayed humble, this story will continue. I know the other pastor, but if she stayed humble, the story continue. Amen. Because the royal family is supposed to be the head of the Church of England. And we should have followed the scripture. Hallelujah. The coronation follows the scripture. Amen. So it should have followed the scripture. All the way through, and there will be no problem. But if we go and then she's lying at his head. Amen. If we lie at the head of Christ, that's what Abraham said, at his feet.
Amen.
Amen.
If it had continued the way it started, I'm nothing until he's the one who made me.
Amen.
Amen.
We are nothing. It's Christ that makes us who we are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're going and he calls you and Christ has called you, you're chosen by him.
Amen.
Imagine Ruth walking around and the woman of the place now and the wife of the Lord of the harvest. You get out from there. Brother, that cannot be. Amen.
Amen.
But Ruth is married. Ruth will still remember that she was gleaning what.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Ruth will still be humble because that was her character.
Amen.
And that's the character of the bride.
Hallelujah.
When you see people stamping around, brother, you're not in. I mean, there's something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not his head, at his feet, unworthy. Amen. Okay. And take this blanket here that was covered, we put it over you. You see it? Amen. Oh, I know you may think I'm a fanatic, but that suits me just right. The Spirit of God. Amen. Mark where he lay at Calvary, where he lay down in the tomb of in Gethsemane. Mark and crawl up to his feet and lie down and die to yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
That's where we struggle. We want to come as big men. Let's die to ourselves.
Amen.
Let's be nothing. Let him be something. And you see the power of God, right?
Amen.
Amen. Then you are cover yourself over with the skirt. She said the skirt, she called it. And Ruth said, What you say I will do. That I will do. Oh, what a clear-cut decision for a believer. What the Bible says, that I will do. Amen.
Amen.
It says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I will do it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it says, go into the world and preach the gospel, I will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, whatever it says to me, I will do it.
Amen. Amen.
See, the church is taking its orders from the word. She lay down. Now remember that it was a disgrace for the young woman to be lying by the side of this man at his feet. Disgrace to the outside world. Oh, can you stand it? Everyone say, can you stand it? I say, here it is. Okay, he wants to bring something. Look, this is it. The church, the young woman, the young man, the old or young, is asked to come to separate themselves from the world, to come into a place, a kingdom of the Holy Ghost. That is disgraceful to the world. In their heart, they know what it is all about. Why people don't follow the gospel is that it is disgraceful to the world. Why people find it hard to say it's good to be a Christian, it is disgraceful. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. in this world of internet and people know smartphone, iPhone, and all these things. You are talking about Christianity. It's disgraceful to me. Amen. But not to Ruth.
Hallelujah.
Ruth was ready to lay at the feet of Jesus. She was ready to lay at the feet of Boaz. Amen. But to the world, they become fanatic. They become bully roll or something, or they have some disgraceful name. But the church is asked to do it. Are you willing to mark the place and lie down? Amen.
Amen.
Let the world call you anything they want to. Amen. That's it. No matter, I'll pay the price what others do. If it means disgrace, if it means to lose home, amen. If it means to lose family, all your associates, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, I'll go alone.
Amen.
Amen.
How many are ready to do it?
Amen.
Then you are Ruth.
Amen.
Amen.
All the way, if I never say I'm a holy roller or Pentecostal or a fanatic, whatever it be. Amen. I don't care what they say, it don't make one bit of difference to me.
Amen.
I've started, I've made my decision clear, and I'm going through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then he went to the young man, now she's gleaning for life. I just want to move fast. Amen. I want to come back to, amen. It's just for us to hit the point. Amen. Okay. So, Bro Branham, he was telling us who is the near kinsman. And he said the near kinsman is Satan. The nearer kinsman to you than Christ is Satan. Amen.
Amen.
Satan is the one who wanted the earth. He wants this whole earth. From the time this earth was made, Satan wanted it. Satan is not interested in the bride. Her interest in the bride from Eve all the way down is to destroy the bride of Christ. Never to have that bride, for she cannot have the bride, or he cannot have the bride. But Satan's interest is in the earth. Amen. But the interest of Jesus Christ is in the bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good that we start to understand who we are. When we understand who we are, we by the scripture, we start to walk a different walk. It's important that when we take this Bible, we find our character. When you find your life and walk in the way of your life, God becomes obligated to you. It's like that lady that Abraham prayed for in Tennessee. Because she asked God, where is your Elijah? And she could identify herself. This is me, this is who I am. But in this picture, my son is dead. Then God, there must be an Elijah somewhere. And she asked God, where is your Elijah? And because she had seen herself in the scripture, God had to provide Elijah.
Amen.
And Elijah was on the land, was on the plain, flying somewhere, a storm, and the plane came down. And God had to send Abraham to answer that question.
Amen.
Where is your Elijah? So for us today, we have to identify our place in the Bible. When you say, okay, Abraham said I'm Ruth, then we are looking and finally find that Ruth was fully redeemed. Then when full, then start to march in the footsteps of Ruth. Hallelujah. Abraham said God becomes obligated to you.
Amen.
Because you're marching on the pages of the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
If you're walking outside of the Bible, you don't know who you are. We have to know who we are.
Amen.
And the bride will know who she is.
Amen.
That's what Satan is trying to do. Make us not know who we are.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham said the nearer kinsman is Satan. Amen.
Amen.
How is Satan a nearer kinsman? Because we came to the world telling lies.
Amen.
Amen.
Flesh. He has a claim to the flesh.
Amen.
He knows that we came into the world already spoiled.
Amen.
That's why we need the new birth.
Amen.
That's why we need to be born again.
Amen.
If you are the message without the new birth, don't be satisfied. Amen. I want to be born again.
Amen.
If you are the message and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whatever it be the process, because by so doing, you are denying your first birth and going into the real birth.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because all things are passed away and all things have become new.
Amen.
And then you start to be that root.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen.
Time is gone. Amen. So we'll finish here. Amen. Then he went to the young man. How is she gleaning for life? I want universe, you angels. In other words, I want you angels, universe. Every once in a while, drop a handful of
others. Amen.
For God's sake, oh my. Amen. Mm. Every now and then, drop a handful on purpose. That's Boaz. Mm. That's what Christ is saying. Don't let it be so tiresome for her.
Amen.
Once in a while, let her hear a good message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's gleaning. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you want to hear a good message all the time, but that's fruit. It's gleaning.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Now, let the power of the Holy Spirit come over her once in a while.
Amen.
To let her know I'm still there.
Amen.
Why is it not happening all the time? Once in a while. It's a gleaning. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, do some kind of healing amongst her.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, he's commanding the reapers, do something, put something there for her, now and then. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, show some kind of sign or wonder. That she will know I'm in her midst. The rest of that's it.
Amen.
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 Sometimes we want it all the time, but there is a process.
Amen. Amen.
And we are in the process of gleaning. Amen.
Amen.
Well, why do things go hard for me? You are gleaning. Amen.
Amen.
Right. He's producing that character.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
You're not disappointed. Oh, look, I prayed, nothing happened. But after a while, something happens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After a while, a little thing here, God is
right.
He's testing you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He wants to produce character in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you like to find them harmful? Rabbi said, I hope we find some this morning, don't you? A handful of fresh barley. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. The Lord do something he's used to. Something we know he does. He's the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one that can drop the handful.
Amen.
I command the angels to go down to that meeting this morning.
Amen.
I want them to do a certain thing. I've commanded them and they will do it. Brother, I say, oh my.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Amen. When things are going that way, enjoy it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The book of fruit is just four chapters.
Yeah.
Not a long book. But read it prayerfully. Amen. Read it prayerfully. And then identify with it. Don't be thinking of history of roots. Read it and it's you. If you can rule out root and put your name there, you're doing well. And then watch how she goes through it, her decisions, how she works. Say, that is me. Do you love him?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you love
him? Yes. Amen.
There's a song, I don't know if you know it. Amen. And when the redeemed gather.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know who can
Amen.
Sing it for us. Amen.
Amen.
When the redeemed gather.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where is the song leader? Maybe he can help us with that song.
Amen.
Amen. As we rise to our feet.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So, God willing, we'll take the fullness. Amen.
Amen.
Nail it down tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
I am thinking of the rapture
Amen.
In our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in,
Amen.
How we'll raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am taking all the rapture in the blessed home of our high. When the redeemed are gathering in. Thank you.
that generation. It's your name. Ruth was just the antitype. You are the real type. Boaz is just the antitype. Christ is the real type. Maybe you've not realized it. But make a clear-cut decision. Let this be the night that you speak like that Ruth spoke. The Lord of the harvests is calling. Will you go? Make a clear-cut decision. Speak like that Ruth spoke. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. When you are buried, I will be buried. Even when she was told to do something disgraceful, according to the world, and to lie at the feet of Christ. The prophet said, at the feet of Calvary. He said, I will do it. Amen. Are you ready to do it tonight?
Amen.
If you are ready to do it as all the heads are bowed, just lift up your hands to him. Let it be just you and Christ. Remember, Ruth said, I will do it.
Amen.
Ruth did not hesitate. Ruth did not say, I will go and pray. Ruth did not think about it. She said, I will do it.
Amen.
And that obedience led her to her husband, to Christ, as we will see.
Amen.
Are you making a clear-cut decision tonight? Lord, I seize this opportunity. Lord, I've been wandering back and forth. But Lord, tonight, I make a decision. Lord, you are the one alone see my hand lifted up. Father, from this night, I give over my life to you. Lord, lead me and guide me on. Father, I want to be in that redeemed. I know there will be a day when the redeemed will gather. I want to be in that number. I know my decision tonight matters a lot. It may not look like much. Like maybe when Naomi was speaking to Ruth, it didn't look like much. But today we are reading about it. That is how your uplifted hand, it will mean a lot. The scripture says, one sinner that repents, one person that comes to the Lord, that there is a great rejoicing in heaven. That could be you tonight. Maybe if we've all made up that decision, made up our minds, then it's time to go the next level. For Ruth went through stages, but finally she hit the final stage. We believe it. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight, Father. Lord, you've seen every hand lifted up. You know all our hearts. Father, we pray for every hand that's lifted to you. Lord, that you will take it and consecrate that life. Father, receive each hand as Boaz received Ruth. Lord, when she was ready to do that disgraceful thing, he said he will not rest until the job is finished. And the next day he started to do the job. He had to get rid of every other thing of the nearer kinsman. So Lord, we pray that every hand lifted up, Father, that this night the hand of that nearer kinsman be cut short in their lives. Lord, let the hand of Satan trying to oppose them, Lord, let that hand be cut short in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, may they start to make those tentative steps towards Christ. Lord, through justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, all the way to Boaz himself. For that is our promise for this day. We commit each one into your hands, Father. As we depart to our homes, Lord, please lead us and guide us safely. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. When the redeemed are gathering, I'm not afraid of the dark. fresh bread.
Amen.
I'm sure you're the same spiritually speaking. Don't you love fresh bread?
Amen.
There's those seasons when it's like at home when Katana bakes the bread and you bring it out and it's so fresh and it's warm.
Amen.
And you cut it and there's something special about it. Amen. When it's fresh, freshly prepared. Don't you appreciate that?
Amen. Amen.
Let's sing one more song, Rachel. You have one for us.
Oh,
control for redemption. But she had to die. Her old husband had to die.
Amen.
And that's a real critical thing. Your old nature, your old ambitions, your old desires, your old ways of handling things. You've got to lay that on the altar.
Amen.
But when Elimelech died, and she made that clear-cut decision, now Boaz could do all that he had inside of his heart. She could now make a claim on him. And because of who he was compelled to meet that claim. Maybe you've got a claim tonight. Something which you're needing from your kinsman redeemer. We've seen tonight how he became like you. He became like me. He wasn't always tempted like unto us. He knows what you're going through. He's a sympathetic high priest, the Bible says. He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And all he's waiting for us to do is to make the claim. Come and lay down at his feet. Mark the place, the prophecies, where he lay down. He laid down his life for us as Calvary. Come and lay yourself at his feet, just inside of your soul now. Just lay it all down at his feet. And ask him to spread his skirt over you. To send forth whatever it is that you need for your redemption. If that's your desire, why not put your hand up to the Lord as we close in prayer and say, Jesus, our great Boaz, I'm making my claim on you as my goel, as my redeemer upon this night. And Lord, I'm trusting that as with Job, there's going to come a turning point where I will be able to say, I know that my redeemer lives. Let it be so. It doesn't matter what you might be going through. As the brother so well said, Brother Alex, sometimes it's gleaning in the fields of Boaz. Sometimes it's barefoot. He said she was gleaning barefoot in the fields of Boaz. Sometimes you go through times when it's not that easy. But all the time, Boaz is watching you.
Amen.
He's looking to see how you're going to express things. What character you're going to express. In those kind of times. But my friend, he knows exactly how much you can take.
Amen.
And just when you feel you can't take anymore, he drops handfuls and pounds. And he does something for you in your soul. And like the brother read, that he sends a message. Or he sends a special anointing of his quickening power to show that he's still there.
Amen.
Our friend, is that not your testimony?
Yes.
How we thank the Lord for his goodness. Father, committing ourselves to thee upon this night,
hallelujah,
we thank you, Lord, that you are our kinsman.
Hey.
Jesus, our hope is in nobody else. We identify ourselves in Ruth upon this night.
Yeah.
We don't go looking here and we don't go looking there.
Yes,
but we're coming unto you.
Amen.
Father, we so appreciate Boaz's field.
Amen.
This place that you've led us to. Father, we make a claim upon you upon this night.
Amen.
Father, you know where we are. You know what we're going through.
Yes.
And Lord, no matter how varied our circumstances may be, no matter what the situations may be that we're facing up to, Lord, but the solution is the same.
Amen.
You are the solution.
Yes.
So, Lord, we raise our hands, we raise our souls and our hearts unto you upon this night, and we make our claim fresh upon you now,
Lord,
before we go from this place as our kinsman redeemer. Because, Lord, we know that you are willing because you've shown your willingness so many times. We know that you are worthy, Lord. We know that you are able. Lord, we know that you are our kinsman. Because you are so many times touched by the feelings of what we're going through. And, Lord, you help us and grant us grace to enter into the fellowship of your sufferings when we're going through such things. So, Lord, raise us up upon this night. If there's discouragement, Lord, you know what it's like. How the angel came and strengthened you in Gethsemane,
Lord.
Come and strengthen them, Lord, that are coming to the end of their strength. Father, whatsoever is required, Lord, Father, we call upon our Redeemer upon this night. And Father, may you bless your servant upon this night.
Amen.
Even as you go back, Lord, to rest upon this night, Lord. Father, renew his strength.
Amen.
Father, renew his unction, we pray.
Amen.
Guide him and lead him, Lord. Give us traveling mercies as we go upon this night.
Amen.
Lord, watch us in the way. Bring us safely back tomorrow, Lord. Bless the day that would lay before, Lord. Father, your steadfast love, Lord. We know that will be new every morning, Lord. So, Father, help us this night as we rest. Raise us up in the new day. Bring us back into your house once again. Father, equip us and minister to us, Lord. Father, do for us that which we may claim of thee upon this night. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Thank you for this night. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, Lord. Praying for them that didn't manage to make it upon this night, Lord, that should quicken them and hasten them in the new day. And help us, Lord, as we come tomorrow, that it may be a special time in your presence, Lord, that we may minister unto thee and that you may minister unto us. Bless us as we depart, Father. We commit all into your hands for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's sing one song as we disperse. Can we have a good job?